This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us. And we are teaching you about societal collapse, why it's happening, why you cannot prevent it, why there's nothing you can do other than get out of the way, get out of dodge. Protect yourselves and your family and provide for your own security, your own food, your own everything. That's what you have to do and keep your head down. That means forget about protests. That means forget about supporting political candidates. Just take care of yourselves. Don't waste any money. Be frugal. Learn skills. Get the tools that you need. Get the spare parts. Learn how to garden. Do all those things. Get out of Dodge. Get out of Dodge. Get out of Dodge. And if we have time, we will get to our firsthand experiences to prove what Gwyneth has been saying is true. Things that we have experienced firsthand that relate to these studies. This series of classes will go on for several weeks. I can see that, and I don't think we're going to be able to take any calls during at least many of the classes on this subject, society in collapse. Gwyneth, six stages of collapse.
Yeah. Okay, now these don't necessarily happen in this order, but it's more or less in this order that they happen, okay? From what I've been able to, you know, these six stages of collapse are very, very well known. So it's not something that I have just come up with on my own. None of this is my own research. All of it is work that's been done by other people. But I'm going to put my particular little spin on it and begin to put some pieces together that maybe other people haven't put together. Okay. When population levels begin to grow, okay, and you go through a period where you've had a pretty good time in your society, what happens is that people have more children and more children and more children. Now, that's not in and of itself necessarily a bad thing, okay? But people need to realize that they need to expand their production ability as they expand their population. And so if they don't, then they're going to begin to run their resources down. There's just no two ways about it, okay? So population begins to build, you know, and it's been a good time for a little while. And then the next generation of children comes along, and they've never really had to face any hardship. Okay, remember the Calhoun mouse studies. Okay, these are the Calhoun mice that have never really had to have any hardship or problem. But the population builds, and so they have to use more resources in their local environment. But they haven't been taught or they haven't bothered to learn from their parents how to establish new resources for the expansion of their population. Okay, how to make a better food production, forest production, water production, and all the rest of it. So let's say they decide, okay, and then they decide too late that they haven't got enough food, so they need to put in a new wheat field. Okay, so they cut down all the trees in a particular area, and maybe they weren't around, maybe they didn't listen to their parents. But anyway, they cut down the trees in a particular area. And so they make a new wheat field. What they don't realize is that those trees were holding together the soil, and the slope was actually a bit too steep to put a wheat field in. Okay? So when trees are taken away, the soil washed off, then they had a rock face, and they had wheat. So that's an environmental change, okay, which will lead to, less food. And there was no trees, so they got less rain. So less food and less rain, which means a drought and famine. And they don't realize what they've even done. So that's number two and number one wrapped into one, which is climatic changes and environmental changes. Climatic changes being number one, and then environmental changes being number two. And the reason why I told that little story was to say how those two factors are wrapped around each other. You can't really separate them, but they are separate, if that makes sense. So you get weather changes that cause environmental changes and environmental changes that cause weather changes. Both of them lead to crop failures, famines, people die, stress on the culture, and the beginning of societal breakdown, because already you've had to deal with some loss of knowledge that leads to somebody making a stupid mistake, which is an environmental change. Here's another example that people really often, I don't think I've heard anybody talking about this, but I've noticed it, so I'm going to mention it. Wood fireplaces in many places are getting banned, okay? And people think that they're helping the earth, so they're not fighting it, yada, 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 okay? And also coal fireplaces, and I know you hate coal, Vincent, but coal, it does have some benefit, which I'm going to go into. And that benefit is that when you dig out coal, when you burn coal, you're not chopping down trees. Okay? And the planet needs for there to be humans burning something. And the reason why is that when you burn something to heat yourself, heat your food, heat your home, heat your water, what you're doing is you're putting smoke into the atmosphere, which rises up and mixes with the clouds and the air particles. And what that smoke does is it creates rainfall. And people are saying in places like California, oh, my gosh, we're facing a drought. We've never had such low levels of rainfall and all that. Well, you banned all the wood fires in people's homes, didn't you? That wood smoke and even coal smoke does the same thing, okay? Although it has its own set of problems which we've gone into multiple times, but it still, it does create rain, and it does stop people from chopping down old growth forests if they're mining for coal. Then there is some benefit to that. Anyway, those are two examples of how environmental changes and climate changes are intertwined with each other. And they cause problems. They cause droughts. They cause famine. They also cause floods. And they also cause diseases. You know, when for instance, here's another example. Cats. In a lot of parts of the world, there's been a pogrom in cats.
Yeah.
Cats have been persecuted. There's been a genocide of cats. And then they wonder why they've got a rat plague. Rats carry diseases. And the same thing happened hundreds of years ago in Europe. They thought that cats were witches, and so what they'd do is they'd hunt all the cats in the city. People would actually go out and they would hunt cats, and they'd do all sorts of terrible things to cats and throw them in rivers and drown them and all the rest of it. And pretty soon there were no cats left in the city because they'd all been killed because the people thought that they were witches. They really truly did. That's what they thought. And they thought that all, that, you know, that the reason why they had these small misfortunes was because that the neighbor had a cat. So they dragged the neighbor out of the house and drowned the neighbor as well. And the neighbor was, you know, the local wise woman. They got rid of all their traditional medical knowledge and all of their midwife knowledge, and then they had an increased infant mortality, maternal mortality rate, you know, more women dying in childbirth. And so obviously it was the fault of the cats, because the cats were the witches in disguise. So, and then there you go, and kill all the cats. And then you've got a rat plague. Gosh, I wonder why that happened. Can anyone? That was what they thought, and that led to the collapse of that society, which was, you know, when Europe was just crawling out of the medieval era about 500 years ago, and back in the 1660s, and 16th and 17th century Europe, and also back in medieval Europe as well. This has gone on forever. This absolutely has gone on forever. But now, if you stand back, you can realize this is what's going on. And if you realize what's going on, then you can do something about it. But often you can't, and you just got to move away from it. That's the whole point. So for these two steps, you're not going to change them. Because even if you always do the right thing and always behave conscientiously, the guy next to you is not doing the right thing. He's stupid. And he's going to do what he's going to do. And he's going to believe all of the rubbish that comes across the television and the radio. And he's going to feel very self-righteous about keeping his cat confined and then calling the cat ranger to sit.
Team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-509-4492.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, coal. Coal in two predominant forms. One is bituminous, and the other is anthracite. Anthracite is very, very hard. It's almost like glass in appearance. Very shiny, very strong, very sharp edges. Bituminous, anthracite is the hard coal. More BTUs, harder to get started in terms of lighting it, but has more BTUs, lasts longer, more expensive. It takes longer to produce anthracite coal than it does bituminous coal. Bituminous coal is called soft coal, and it's easier to get started. So some people, when they heat with coal or use coal for producing fires for heating purposes or generating electricity, they'll start with a bed of bituminous coal, well, wood first, then you put some coal on it, the coal gets going, the bituminous coal, then you can add the anthracite. Anthracite's hard to get started, but once it's started, it works really, really well. Now, I'm fine with the use of coal. I absolutely am. I probably would prefer the use of coal over the use of wood. Now, coal is the result of plant life, trees, grasses, wood that has fallen down and over a long, long time been covered over with soil, dirt, and under extreme pressure it turns into coal. So we can think of coal as highly, highly dense wood, plants, trees, peat, and those kinds of things. I'm all for it, except for two things. One, it bothers me to see it wasted. Absolutely bothers me, because we're not getting any more coal anytime soon. We're not getting any more. It's taken millions of years to get the coal we already have. And we're not getting any more tomorrow. We may find some more, but we're not making any more in any quantity tomorrow. And the other thing is that it produces radioactive waste in small amounts. So those are the two reasons why I'm concerned about the use of coal. There's no energy that we would use that is pollution-free. None. There's no energy that we would use that doesn't destroy the planet. There's no energy at some level. There's no energy that I can think of that's renewable completely other than that from the sun. Maybe hydro, maybe wind, but the technology to make solar, wind, and hydro devices for energy production destroy the planet. So this is a real big problem that we have. So the bottom line is we can't waste energy. We can't, and Gwyneth, used the word stupid. She's absolutely right. There are stupid people that outnumber you. And they are wasting everything in sight. They are wasting, they're using three paper towels when they could dry their hands with a cotton towel in the kitchen. They could do that. But I think they'd rather have trees cut down that they don't see, the destruction of the forests, and not use that rewashable cotton towel. Stupid people. Everywhere, outnumbering you. That's why it's back to get out of Dodge, keep your head down, and prepare, prepare, prepare. It's as simple as that. You cannot fix this. Gwyneth, back to you.
Okay. Now we get on to Stage three, okay? And stage three is you begin to get people with mental problems. And they begin to do stupid things and violent things and immoral things, and they don't care because they've been molested, they've been abused. They've had to fight for their life every day of their life. So they're Bruce Alexander's psychologically damaged rats, and they're still in the cages. And there's no helping these people. You can't do it. The only person who can do it is they themselves. They're the only ones who will be able to ever help themselves. And most of them won't ever help themselves. So I'd like to get into this a little bit on the other side of the brain sentence.
Yeah, and Klaus, you know their names. You know some of their names. They're real famous people. They're billionaires.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. Afghanistan's ruling Taliban has killed an ISIS leader suspected of planning the 2021 suicide bombing at Kabul Airport that left 13 American service members dead and over 170 Afghans killed. Officials did not identify the suspect's name, but said he was a leader of the ISIS Afghanistan chapter known as the Islamic State Khorasan, or ISIS-K. The report indicates he was killed earlier this month. Senators Angus King and Lisa Murkowski will introduce a bipartisan bill today that would require the U.S. Supreme Court to create its own code of conduct within a year. This after Justices Clarence Thomas and Neil Gorsuch failed to properly disclose their financial activities. King said, "It's pitiful that we have to introduce this bill. It's pathetic that the Supreme Court hasn't done this itself." End quote. Lance Pry, USA News.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Watch it.
It's going to be sliding.
What are today's hot
cues? Today,
God, you're...
Take my... When you go...
For 2 seconds...
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, y'all know too well what we're talking about, right? You've heard it called the rat race, right? Gwyneth, back to you.
Yeah, that's how it is. And, oh my gosh, we're 1.5 hours through the broadcast already. I'm not even begun talking about this. I better get going. So you get people and then they begin to behave badly, really badly, as the society collapses. And as the collapse continues, the behavior gets worse and worse and worse. So you get people become sexual deviants and perverts, you know. They just want to shag anything or anyone, including your kids, your little prepubescent kids. your child, that is, or maybe the goat that's in your backyard. That's disgusting to think about, but it happened. This is it. This is what happens in times of societal collapse. It happened in ancient Greece, it happened in ancient Rome, and it's happening now. And as people behave worse and worse and worse, then the people who think they run the show begin to panic a little bit. And they are like a blunt object. They're not very smart. And they only have one response to increased crime, and that's an increased blue team who respond with the only weapon they know, which is blunt force, generally. And then the criminals decide that they have to get higher-powered weapons, and so the blue team decide that they have to get higher-powered weapons to keep up with the criminals, and it becomes an arms race. That's one microcosm of it. That's what you're seeing at the moment on the US border. And, you know, cartels form. People feel that they have to look after themselves, so they form their own network of self-defense. And then the blue team freaks out when that happens because they think that that's another criminal gang forming, when it's just a neighborhood saying, we're going to look after ourselves. We can't rely on the blue team. We're not going to rely on the blue team. They're a liability. They're not out for us. And then the blue team forms their own criminal network. And it ends up being a big mess. You get rampant shoplifting. You get people doing things like prostitution and drug dealing on the corner. And you get massive inflows of drugs into locations because, you know, people lose their conscience about dealing in things like drugs when they know that it's going to destroy their whole society and destroy potentially people that they love. But, you know, this is all bad behavior by human beings in cities, and it only ever happens in times of collapse. And then you get child prostitution, then you get pornography, then you get marriages break down. Nobody can trust each other anymore. You know, a woman can't even trust other women because that woman might be a lesbian and she might try to seduce that other woman. So then, and men is the same thing. You know, it just ends up being a big mess because you get societal breakdown, rampant crime, rampant perversion, just rampant everything. The city's become an extremely unpleasant place to live at that stage. Portland, Oregon, we're looking at you. Washington, D.C., we're definitely looking at you, because not for any harm, but just as an example of how this is. You know, this is what's going down. I didn't do that to Chicago. Lori Lightfoot and her predecessors did. It wasn't just Lori Lightfoot that did it. It was everybody before Lori Lightfoot going back 100 years. Let's be perfect. You know, let's look at things at how they actually are. Chicago began its downhill slide back in the 1920s, which is almost 100 years ago. And it hasn't gotten any better since, you know. So that's number three. And then you get number four, which I've already alluded to a little bit, and that is that people forget how they move into the city, okay? When in normal times, the population distribution is about 90% rural and about 10% urban. You've always had some urban population, you probably always will, but it's never been above about 10%. Most of the population has usually lived in the countryside. But as approach collapses, as collapse approaches, it flips to where you've got 10% or less of the population living in rural areas, and you've got 90% of the population living in cities and towns. And people forget, when they live in cities and towns, they forget how to look after themselves. They don't even know how to light fire in the end. You know, now you get multiple generations growing up in cities and towns, and they definitely don't know how to look after themselves. So they become reliant on the state. They become reliant on the state for welfare checks, for food parcels, food banks, grain. Back in the ancient world, it was grain stores, bread and services, because they forgot how to look after themselves. They don't know how to put the crop in. They don't know how to go hunting. They don't know how to look after a chicken pen. They don't know how to do any of it. They don't know how to herd sheep or goats or cattle, or they don't know how to train a horse. They might know how to ride a horse, but they certainly don't know how to train it. And so they forget how to do all of these things. They still need support, so the government has to support them. So they bring in universal basic income, food stamps, food parcels, food banks, welfare checks, all the rest of it. They have to. The only alternative is to watch people starve. So then you've got a bureaucracy. Then you've got government departments and healthcare. People who live in the countryside can look after their own health care. They can set bones. I've set bones and seen them heal, you know. And they don't know how to do these things, people who live in cities and towns. So the government has to do it. And because the conditions are more unsanitary and more, you know, less healthy in cities generally, then the government has to provide health care. All that leads to bureaucracy, which leads to bureaucrats who need to be paid, which is another drain on the state. And then they become corrupt. And then you've got to have another level of bureaucrats to police the bureaucrats. And then they become corrupt. And what are you going to do then? You know, there's nothing that can be done. It turns into a big mess because the people who are bureaucrats, they channel government funding off to their own resource base, friends, family, their own estate, whatever. And, you know, then they, you know, if you want to cooperate with the bureaucrat, then maybe you'll have a good life. If you don't want to cooperate with the bureaucrat or pick a fight with him, then he's going to unleash all of the force of the state, the blunt object of the blue team and the, you know, special forces, army, whatever. He's going to unleash it on you, which leads to further societal breakdown because people stop trusting each other. And then you get people arrive like Little Moustache Man, we all know who we're talking about here. You know, in Germany, 1930s and 1940s. And he was welcomed and he was considered to be a hero because he was going to fix everything. Well, yeah, he did fix everything, but not in the way that people thought that he would. You know, and once again, he had a massive bureaucracy. And even into the 1980s, in the Stasi, in East Germany, you have one Stasi for every three people. One Stasi spy for every three people in East Germany during the 1980s, which was 40 years after World War II finished. There we go. And it's still collapsing, and East Germany is still not a very pleasant place to live, even to this day. Then you get, running parallel to that, you get number, where are we up to? We've had climate, we've had environment, we've had the people, we've had the bureaucracy. And then we've got number five, which is the nobility. This is the actual ruling class, not their minions. They become corrupted. Because everybody else is corrupted, so who gives a darn anyway? You know? And you get the likes of creepy Uncle Joe and, you know, Orange Man. So, you know, if we are all perfectly honest with ourselves, Orange Man's probably just as corrupt as creepy Uncle Joe. But he's just a bit more, he's just a bit better at hiding it. I don't trust any of them. I don't think any of them are trustworthy, with only a very few exceptions. And I would be keeping a very close eye on those that I thought were the exceptions, and I would be watching their every move, watching for them to make a misstep, which is probably not going to help the situation, but I'm expecting for people to make, to show their true colours of being corrupt, you know, at this time, because, you know, it's bad. But that's where we are. I can hear music again, Vincent. Hello? Okay. I can hear music, so I think that we're all heading into another break.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, we are in our 12th year of teaching and broadcasting at USA Prepares. This class that you're in today is the condensed rationale and set of reasons why you need to prepare. There's no fixing it. There's no saving it. All you can do is protect yourself as best you can from it. It's collapsing all around you. You are outnumbered, outgunned, outspent, outnumbered by stupid people doing stupid things. They're destroying our planet. The best you can do is get out of the way. Get out of Dodge. Gwyneth, back to you.
Yeah. And we're at number six. And this is the last segment, so I'm going to be very quick with this. You need to go on the internet and you need to search what a black swan event is. Because that's the next thing. And on the menu, that's where we are. And its arrival is imminent. And this is what a black swan is. Black swans live around here on the rivers and lakes because we live in Australia. That's where black swans live. Before people came to, before white people, before Europeans, my apologies, before Europeans came to Australia, if you had asked a European what colour is a swan, they would say it's white. And if you said, would you say that every swan in the world is white? They would say, yes, of course. All swans are white. Because they'd never been to Australia. They'd never seen a black swan. But I assure you, black swans live around here. They exist. But because the Europeans had never seen, had never been to Australia at that time, they'd never seen a black swan, they didn't know what a black swan was. And that is where we are at. But it's not a black swan as in a bird. It's an event that none of us have seen coming. None of us know what to expect. And maybe it's another disease outbreak. Maybe it's something completely different. but it's going to be, and maybe it's something that we know about already, that is going to hit us and hit us hard. None of us know what it's going to be. And so this is what always happens. It's the last straw that breaks the camel's back. And there's nothing that you can do to stop it. And when it happens, it may be too late to get out of Dodge at that time, which is why you need to get out of Dodge now. Does that make sense, Vincent?
Absolutely. Gwyneth, I have a question for you. How
yes.
certain are you? How certain are you? How confident are you that our current civilization will collapse?
100%. I'm watching it happen.
I am too. And this class has connected many, many of the dots, class, of what we're experiencing. Maybe next week we'll have time. We're going to continue this for several more classes with Gwyneth. So make sure your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Next Wednesday and the following Wednesday and the following Wednesday, when we'll teach class number 2, 3, and 4, and maybe more, on what's happening and further connect the dots and share with you our personal experiences that actually we have connected many of these dots and shared them in the past. But when we put this all together in one package, you will see why you absolutely, positively, for your own safety, need to get out of Dodge. One of the things that Gwyneth mentioned was that in the past, societies were 90% countryside, 10% city, in terms of population. It's flipped. It's now about 10% country, 90% city. That means that the 10% of us, like Gwyneth, like Rich, Kyle, the other instructors, Kathy, Sharon, Greg, those of us who live in the country are producing for those who live in the city. And at some point, we are going to say, actually, I think we've already said it, why are we working so hard to support the wealthy who do virtually nothing? Why are we doing this? And that's not something that I'm advocating. I'm just saying it's happening. It's happening because we can see what's happening. Do I want to send our beef to Washington, D.C.? Hardly. And I don't know any other farmer who would want to do it as well. Gwyneth, this has been an absolutely riveting class. And there are more to come. Any quick comments in the last 5 seconds?
I would just say that this is as serious as a heart attack.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but
great.
I could not
I'll
ignore
see
the
you,
I was
tomorrow,
volunteering on
Kyle,
a project
tomorrow,
to get locally grown
Greg,
food into a school.
On Friday,
that project
one,
was
Bert,
a complete failure, and I discovered that
any
with
we,
local farmers,
any
there's
we
only 4
today?
Days worth of food in the grocery stores,
right.
And everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system.
Oh, yeah.
I lost friends and family who told
see,
me I was crazy to worry about that.
Bye-bye.
But I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.